محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We praise Him and seek help from Him We ask forgiveness from Him We repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided, and anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon his family and all his companions. We are currently in the sacred month of Al-Muharram, which is one of the four sacred months of the year. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Al-Muharram, and Rajab. This is an extremely virtuous month where there are special rewards for certain deeds, such as fasting. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best fasting after that of Ramadan is fasting during the month of Al-Muharram. And the best prayers after the obligatory ones are the night prayers. Among the virtues of this month is that it contains the day of Ashura, which was yesterday, which falls on its 10th day. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated that Quraysh, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she narrated that as that the tribe and as well as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to fast in the day of Ashura during the day the times of Jahiliyyah, which is pre-Islamic ignorance. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrated to Medina, he continued to fast it and commanded the people to do so. However, when the revelations regarding fasting in the month of Ramadan came, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it up and used to fast during Ramadan instead. After this, some people continued to fast the day of Ashura optionally, whilst others gave up fasting. That's narrated by Muslim and Bukhari. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina, he observed that the Jews were fasting on the day of Ashura. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Why do you fast on this day?" They replied, "This is a great day. It is on this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and his followers while drowning Pharaoh and his people. So Musa fasted this day out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we fast on this day." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in response, "We have more right to Musa than you. We love Musa and follow what he came with more than you do." And thereupon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted this day and commanded the people to do likewise. That narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Salma ibn al-Aqwa, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded a man from the tribe of Aslam to call upon people and say, "Whoever has eaten something today, then let them refrain and fast the rest of the day. And as for those who have not eaten, let them fast, because today is Ashura." Abu Qutada, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the virtues of fasting on the day of Ashura. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a cause to expiate the sins of the previous year," narrated by Muslim. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I live until the next year, I will fast the 9th along with the 10th of Al-Muharram," narrated by Muslim. This was said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that his fasting would differ from that of the Jews. As Muslims, we should be keen to fast the 9th along with the 10th of the month. If this is not possible, then we should try to fast other days of this sacred month, such as Mondays, Thursdays, and the mid 3 days of the month, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. It is vital that the Muslims make provisions for their hereafter by increasing their performance of righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, which translates as, "So whoever does an atom weight of good will see it." Surah Al-Zalzala, ayah number 7. Dear brothers, know that this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to Musa alayhi salam and his followers, despite the fact that they were vastly outnumbered over the tyrant Pharaoh and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants victory to the righteous who support his cause. He will fulfill all their wishes and never betray them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that which translates as, "Indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witness will stand. Surah Ghafir, verse 51. So be assured while you are performing your prayers and fasting, and when you are rushing to perform all other types of righteous deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you and that He will protect you. Whenever you are involved in an act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you due to this and will give you a magnificent reward. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only enables those who He loves to perform righteous deeds, and He only guides those who repent to Him. Many people have been deprived from the bounty of performing prayers, giving in charity, fasting and performing Hajj. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled you all to rush toward performing these acts of righteousness. He has made you eager to please your Lord, so rejoice and do not regress. Protect these acts from decrease or rejection. Always have the utmost concern for how your life will end, for this is the most important matter for yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I swear by Him besides whom there is nothing worthy of worship, a person will perform the deeds of one of the people of the paradise until there is only an arm length between him and the paradise. Then what has been written for him overtakes his behavior, and he will begin performing the deeds of the people of the hell and thereby enter hell. Also, a person who will perform the deeds of one of the people of the hell until there is only a hand span between him and the hell, then what has been written for him overtakes his behavior, and he will begin performing the deeds of the people of the paradise and thereby enter paradise." Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as, "And we place the scales of justice for the day of resurrection, so no soul will be treated unjustly at all. And if there's even the weight for as much as a mustard seed, we will bring it forth, and sufficient are we as an accountant." أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله أجمعين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. It is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made Islamic calculations based on the sighting of the crescent after sunset, because it is something tangible, and because all the different sections of society can relate to it regardless of their educational background. As soon as the crescent is sighted, a new month has begun, which means that a new day starts at sunset and not at the time when the sun reaches its zenith. The Islamic calendar was introduced during the Khalifa Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. During the 16th or the 17th year after the Hijrah, or the prophetic immigration from Mecca to Medina, he gathered the people and consulted them regarding when the Islamic calendar should begin. Some of them were of the opinion that it should start from the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while others held that it should start from the commencement of the prophetic message. A third opinion was that it should start from the Hijrah, while the fourth was that this new Islamic calendar should start from the date of the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, adopted the opinion of starting it from the date of the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to this being the point in history when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished between truth and falsehood by blessing the Muslims with an entity of their own in the form of the first Islamic state. When Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, consulted with the surviving companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding which month the new Islamic calendar should begin with, some suggested Ramadan, but Umar, Osman, and Ali agreed to start from Al-Muharram. The reasoning behind this was that this is a sacred month and that it is follows Dhul Hijjah, which was when the Ansar, the Medina supporter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pledged alliance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to immigrate. Therefore, it was fitting that the new Islamic calendar was initiated from Al-Muharram. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for facilitating this easy way of calculation of dates, which starts from the dates of the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. Muslims as individuals and as a nation must have distinct manners, characteristics, and dealings from the disbelievers, who are not guided to the pure religion of Islam. We must be a just nation in all our actions so that we can attain lives of peace, tranquility, and success, and attain happiness through sincere faith. If we were to do this, then our relations with others would also improve. For he whose relationship with his Lord is good, then Allah makes his relationship with others good. If we rely totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be sufficient for us. By doing this, the Muslim nation will live a dignified, honorable, and successful life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, which translates as, "You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah." Surah Al-Imran, verse 110. Superiority, power, and success can only be attained after the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by having true and sincere faith and by enjoining good and forbidding evil. This nation will only succeed if they emulate in faith and practice the early generations of Muslims. We are at the beginning of a new year, Islamic New Year. So let us renew our faith, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and purify our hearts in order to attain paradise, as well as the pleasure of our Lord in this life and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who respond to his call. He grants them victory, mercy, and strengthens their faith due to their reliance on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, which translates as, and O Muhammad, give good tidings to the humble before their Lord, who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts are fearful. And to the patient ones, over what has affected them, and the establishment of prayer, and those who spend from what we have provided them. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-thabat fi al-amr wal-azimah 'ala ar-rashd ونسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك ونسألك قلوبا سليمة وألسنة صادقة ونسألك من خير ما تعلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم ونستغفرك لما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا ضرا إلا كشفته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا عدوا إلا أهلكته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة.